It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 798.
I'm coming to you live from Bulleen in Victoria.
And Josh. I'm here in Collingwood, just on Smith Street, near the corner of Hotham.
And what, mate, just give him your fucking address at this point.
I mean, essentially
it is, isn't it? Absolute animal. You absolute animal. Anyway, we got a little piece of mail that we haven't mentioned, and I cannot open it. I took my setup home today, as I mentioned on yesterday's show, still at the office today, mm-hmm. at home. Got a little toy, Bodie's supersized little car. It's basically a car park, and you send these little cars down. That's in the background. But what I'm holding in my hand is an envelope that says The Daily Talk Show, and it says, do not open until your 800th episode.
I can't believe it. So if I'd found that, I think I would have opened it. So I appreciate that you're in charge of the envelope.
Yeah. I mean, I literally took it because I knew that if I gave it to you to open on Friday, you would have opened it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we did spend about 15 minutes looking at the security camera footage to work out who has dropped this off and what is inside.
We saw a silhouette.
We did. I put it down to Russ Keys, but no one else.
Jess thinks that the writing looks like it was me that did it. I can confirm that it's not me.
It's not you. Well, if it was you, you shouldn't be out of your house because...
Exactly. Still have not got my results.
I'm putting my money... And we're not going into COVID shit today, but I'm putting my money on you gave them the wrong... They wrote down
Brie
the
reckons
wrong
I got the right one, number. So I don't think it is that.
You don't reckon you gave them the wrong mobile number or they at least interpreted what you said?
No, well, I think I just gave you that idea and now so that's what you're leaning on, but I don't know.
Well, you did say that you didn't double check... The number.
Well, no, they do.
Did they write it down?
Well, so they didn't say, you know, like repeat the number as we were going. But I do remember now they do show you the tube. Like if you get your bloods, like when we did our tests to see who had more testosterone, say, can you check? You did highest testosterone. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, there's been a huge amount of cases in Victoria. And so what I thought to, not to celebrate, but to stand with Dan, hashtag stand with Dan, the Premier.
Stand with Dan.
I am wearing a North Face jacket because he has a North Face jacket. If you're in Victoria or even in Australia, you may have seen Dan Andrews do this. On the weekend, he wears a North Face jacket. And the boys on Hump Day Replay today spoke all about it. And so...
I did hear that. And so what George was saying, or what Leon Shergren, who was on the show, was saying, that it's always bad when Dan's in something,
suit.
Wasn't it? It's like, it's in an indication.
Suit. It's good information if he's in a North Face, I think.
yeah. So we want him in more North Face attire. Mm-hmm. And so it's a good day. What you're saying is you're projecting good vibes in your North Face jacket.
Yeah. I'm also feeling a bit bougie.
Why? Do you even know what that means?
What are you
feeling bougie? It's feeling bougie. Mm-hmm. It's used in a Migos song, Bad and Bougie, commonly refers to middle class or upwardly mobile black people. Urban Dictionary top entry for bougie defines it as aspiring to be a higher class than one is. Yeah, so that you can do that. Is that what you're doing?
Bougie. Yeah, so I'll show why I'm bougie. I got from my Uber Eats order a can of water.
Oh, no. Hang on. Is this the can of water that says that it has a flavour, but it's just water and it actually
smells? No, so it says, it's filtered through volcanic rocks. I'm guessing it's the same volcanic rocks that I use to scent my apartment. But, No, it's a...
Can
it's
I just tell you a quick story about it?
Yeah.
So...
Do you know about this?
I don't know if Jules... Yeah. So I don't know if Jules Lund would want me to tell this story, but Jules Lund anyway. was in... I think it was like a cafe or something, and he saw this water, the one you've got in your hand, and was like laughing about it and how it's like purified. It's in a can. It's through volcanic water. It's meant to have a flavor to it, and it's just water. And he was almost about to vocally say that it's like, oh, look, how's this crock of shit, to this guy that had walked in that he knew from many years ago. And the guy's like, oh, that's my water brand. And so the can you're holding is the brand.
Oh, really?
And he almost put his foot in it. And he's
and
like,
so
oh,
you just
my God,
did it for
so
him just
good.
Then.
I just did it for him.
I remember.
No, we actually, because we ended up tasting it together. And I I did a taste test with Jules. And we were actually like, there is a slight taste. And so we almost went back on what, you know, he almost went back on what he said.
Well, the interesting thing is that Bree has gotten this before. I believe that at Fox's Den, the chicken shop on Swan Street, they have this, but it's like the sparkling water. This seems outrageous because this is just calm and stormy, still mineral water filtered through volcanic rock.
Can you please crack it? I want you to taste it because I think it could be the one that is meant to have a slight flavour. And I was like, how does water, how does, just because it comes from the volcanic rock, how does that actually have a flavour outside of like minerally or like, you know, that metals, you're tasting the metals from the earth.
Well, can I just, can I read you the sort of the tasting notes on the back? It's not really tasting notes. It's more just a story. Before the storm, first there is calm, air at peace, waters still. A tribute to Victoria's Central Highlands found in the depths of a dormant volcano. Purified by nature, infused with minerals. A 30-year journey. We could just use this for my 30th birthday speech. Calm and stormy, still mineral water. Nature's answer in 100% recyclable can. Water in a can, here's why. Cooler, eco-friendly, 100% recyclable, infinite recycling. And so I can look on the back and it's got the ingredients.
Yeah. Let me guess.
What do you think the number one ingredient is?
H2O, water.
Australian mineral water. Typical minerals. Analysis. I won't go into that. It's quite boring.
No. Anyway. Can you now crack it? I want to get the flavour.
Here we go.
Get the flavour. And did you pay for this?
No. So this can't, if you spent over $30 on Uber Eats, at Terra Twilight, the cafe just on Johnston Street, they do include a can of water. It's 500 mils, which I respect that it's bigger. If it was any smaller, I'd be pissed off. All right, here we go. So the curious thing is, will it make a satisfying sound opening based on no carbonation?
Well, kombucha starts with no carbonation, but then carbonates itself over time.
Well, that's a natural fermentation, yes.
So sometimes they can be disappointing and they're still slightly carbonated. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is it could be absolutely just that.
That sounded airy.
That sounded good. That sounded good. I mean, I like the sound of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't have a fizzy drink here to compare it to with the
It smells like nothing.
It smells like nothing? Okay, have a sip of it. I want you to tell me. He slurped it.
Yeah.
And what is it?
It tastes like water. Yeah, that's it. There's no other way to describe it.
There's no flavour to it? You don't taste any like watermelon-y or not watermelon-y, like some kind of...
It's shocking. It's shocking drinking something like this, you know, having been a LaCroix boy. Yeah, it's it's a weird sensation. It's like...
You know, in LA, I was surprised when we were with Matt Diavella and his partner Nat, his wife, wife now, and she had a milk carton. What I thought was a milk carton. Mm-hmm. They drink water out of milk cartons over there. It's this brand, and I've since seen
it's
it.
Water
in
a box, I think it's called.
Stuff. Water in a box. Super popular. I mean, I've got no problem with it. Water in a box, water in a can. The thing is, I just wouldn't want to pay high price for that. If I could buy it in a can, I would get it versus a bottle. I think, it's a bit better having, aluminium versus plastic. So, well done. Good work.
Yeah, well, that was a little fun game.
I mean, last night, this is another fun game for when you're driving. Mm-hmm. I think you're either a flasher or you're not. And I know you're a flasher, mate, but it's a bit different. When you're in the car driving and you see somebody who may be doing the wrong thing, they could just be speeding towards you, or they might not, but you know that you've just passed a cop who's got a radar gun, do you flash the oncoming traffic, which is illegal? I know I know that it's illegal to flash people. Would you be the kind of person to flash?
I'm the type of person to flash when there is no cops as a way of making people slow down and having a little bit of control because they think there's a cop car, whereas I'm just like, mate, going too quick.
That's just funny buggers.
Yeah, so no, but I wouldn't. I don't think that I remember trying to think going back to being a kid. My family, I feel like they weren't.
They're flashes.
They weren't.
They're not?
I don't think they were, but then they had a Chrysler 300C and there was only one other car that was the same in the neighbourhood. And so there was the sort of the finger sort of, you do sort of the, oh, g'day, like that type of thing. And I feel like would flash for them. But I don't think that mum was a flasher. I thought she felt that if someone was speeding, that they just, you know, they deserve the fine.
Yes. I feel like your dad would have been a flasher though.
Yeah, someone well, dad was big into the drag races. Drag racing, and he did famously drag race my brother's year 9 science teacher. Yeah. The guy had a Subaru and dad reckons he won because he had turbo. But we, is that what it's called? What's that called?
As in the year 9 teacher won.
Yes, the science teacher won. Yeah, he had like one of those. Probably a few Lancer. Elements. It was like a crazy, like the huge obnoxious spoiler on the back.
Yeah, I think you had it right. The Subaru WRX.
WRX.
Four-wheel drive.
Yes, yeah.
Four-wheel drive and turbo. So if it was up against your dad,
he was in the rear-wheeled. The SS
big donker.
Yeah.
Which would have lost traction at the lights. And your dad said, oh, I didn't get a good start.
But
meanwhile, the four-wheel drive turbo has just absolutely launched.
Well, you knew that dad was going to. Yeah, well, you would know when he was getting serious when he would turn off traction control and would fucking all get fired up, like, because traction control would sort of ruin the. It's pretty fucked up, really. But yeah, that was a bit of a bonding thing, like getting in the lights. Mum's rule was that at Endeavour Hills near the shopping centre, there's a. It's two lanes. There's like a third lane which ends up merging straight after the lights. And so if you go into that far left lane, you're a bit of a prick because you need to speed up to take over everyone. Yep. And mum never liked that. So her rule was she was only ever going to drag race if she would just end up at the light. She would never like would be like, go to the left lane, go. She's like, no.
Yeah.
But mum got into it too. It was a bonding experience.
Kids have just... You're totally disconnected from what can happen.
Oh, like,
I remember telling mum, oh, can you please flatten it? Can you please go fast? It's all horrible. But so last night I'm driving and I saw a highway patrol car. They're no good. They're always sniffing for people doing something wrong.
Well, that's their job, right? Like it feels like...
But highway patrol more so. So
yeah, because that's all they're doing. They're not like your... they're not solving murders. Divi-van. They're literally just trying to catch people who are speeding and shit.
Yeah. Any road offence, any mobile phone in hand, not wearing your seatbelt, all that stuff. And so I pulled... I turned left... onto Swan Street, and I saw a highway patrol car on the just going the other direction, completely stopped. So they're on the other side of the road to me, and completely stopped. And I just drove slowly past them. I was like, "What is going on here?" And they're both sort of looking back. One guy was looking in his rear vision mirror. The other guy in the seat was completely twisted to look back. And I'm like, "Oh no, they're onto something." And so I cruised down. What I realized, there was a P-plater sitting in a BMW who was obviously waiting in a clear way. So usually you can park there, but after 5 p.m., can't park there. And he was just sitting there parked. And I think somebody that he was with was in the little grocery store that he was out the front of. Other than that, I didn't know what else he could be doing. He had his window down. And as I drove past, I'm like, oh, they're onto him. They're about to do a U-banger and come down and get him. And so I decided to beep my horn a couple of times as I went past. Risky, because they weren't that far away, the police. Wait, I thought they made it.
Did you go past multiple times? I can just imagine you going up.
No, just literally as I went past. Okay. Beep, beep, beep. And I tried to lock eyes with him. Uh-huh. And sure enough, he looks up at me. And next minute, he looked down. And the cop did a U-banger. Sirens on, pull up behind him. I could have saved this guy. Uh-huh. I could have done more.
What could you have done?
I regret not. I could have slowed right down and said, mate, cop's behind you, go. And it would have saved him. Like, I reckon they would have fined him because that's what they do. There's no ifs or buts with those blokes.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, I mean, I feel like it's a, they were doing the wrong thing.
Well, I mean, we've
I get it. I say to Bree, like, this is the constant argument Bree and I have on this stuff is I say, like, she'll just get me to park somewhere, say we're in the city, yep. And she's running in. Mm. Because the SodaStream fucking thing didn't have the cable and we're having to return it. I'm someone who does blockies because I don't want to be stationary and potentially getting picked up.
Yeah, I think there's probably two types of people in that scenario. Mm-hmm. One that's will wait to be told to move on. Mm-hmm. I'm probably more that guy. And you're a blocky guy. It's there's more risk in being the guy that waits until he's told. Like yesterday... We had, even when I was dropping stuff to your place, I parked in one of your neighbor's car spots and I risked it. I was like, mate, this is, their storage cage was empty. I made a few, calls.
Did you end up getting
maybe
access?
Maybe someone doesn't live there.
Did you get access to our car park based on our work remote?
Yeah, it's actually ridiculous. So I can open and you can open your garage, which is the communal garage, with our garage, office garage key.
Mm-hmm.
Or very silly. What do you call it?
It's a remote,
But then it's not reverse, so you can't open our garage
it's annoying.
I mean, garage is on my mind. Mine's still not fixed.
Have they given you an ETA?
Nah. I try and get onto the real estate agent and just start saying shit like OHS. OHS.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know how effective it is though. Sometimes it's, Amy's approach of just sort of, tactfully being nice.
I guess.
It's, I went, so yesterday we had some people, timely as we were about to go remote, come to, install some, some signage in our office.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we're going to use it at all for the coming months.
Yeah, it's to cover up the desk. It goes in front of all the desks so we can eventually get a nice wide shot. There's no cables.
Yeah, nice signage material covering the desk so you don't see your feet in cables. Mm-hmm. And but the bloke double parked yesterday across our driveway. And I take it upon myself and I start worrying about his car. Mm-hmm. I start worrying that he's going to get a ticket and I have to work very hard to let go. It's a funny thing. It's one of the things, like if you were to be parked, double parked, and I knew you were double parked, I struggle to not take it on as, that's my car basically.
Well, that's probably the biggest thing with Tully, working with Tully is like that's a big responsibility for you.
Oh my God. And Tully, which I say to her, you've always got to park at the studio and I'll make it work because when she first came in to be on the Daily Talk Show, she borrowed her friend's Range Rover and she parked it on Victoria Street, which is a clear way from 5 p.m. onwards. And I think she finished up at about 5:05, walks down after doing a podcast with us and her car has been towed. No, sorry. Her mate's car has been towed.
It's horrendous.
Luckily, the tow trucks take the cars about 100 meters away.
Oh, really? That's good. Is that a new thing?
No. It's a weird one. So the city of maybe down to St Kilda, all through Collingwood in the city, they tow the cars to a back street in Collingwood, just behind
Bunnings
Warehouse.
And then
how do
you get it back?
Pay $550 and they open up the gate for you, give it back
so
to you.
So annoying. I mean, it's good that they're so close.
But horrible. The fact that I think Tully knew where to go is probably alarming. You know,
it's like, very funny.
I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I had no idea until I was, you know, skating past once and I mm-hmm. saw the big gate open. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's weird. It does that it's feel.
It's in such a good spot in Victoria. Yeah. Sorry, in Melbourne. Like it's.
They'd be able to pay
it's
for
a
it.
Highly
though.
Con. I know. Yeah.
I've been thinking
a lot of money.
I've been thinking about it a lot. It's actually been something I reckon that's been over a year in the making. Can you have a guess? Something that it's something that I'm going to start doing.
Yeah.
Actually, I can think of already a million things. Brie saw the Seth Godin book and she said, what about getting that done for Ep 800? Like, babe, Ep 800's on Friday. but something I've been talking about for a while, what comes to mind?
Your exercise routine. It's
actually not about that. But yeah, no, so I did get a an exercise bike and I'm going to... at some point, maybe episode 800 for a period of that show, maybe I get on the exercise bike. Now, what other things?
I got it wrong. Seriously, I thought that was it.
No. There's been something else that's been on my mind a lot. It's come up on a bunch of shows. I mentioned it.
Writing your memoir.
No. But that's also happening.
I mean, I could go for days.
Yeah, keep going. What else have you got? I spoke about it with Andy Lee.
You're going to be the tea guy. That was a thing for a while. You're going to quit coffee. Nice.
Keep going.
With Andy Lee, you spoke about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Fasting. You're going to start fasting. Something to do with food. Food related at all?
Not food related, no.
Hot and cold. Well, what did we speak to Andy Lee about? We spoke about...
it's hard to think about.
Business, creative, running a business. I don't know. Doing stand-up, fucking reading a book, reading some of the books behind you for the first time.
Well, I spoke to our mate Mike about it the other day when he came into the office.
Oh, nah, I'm onto it. You're going to start watching Major League Baseball.
Correct.
And yeah, so, well done. when's the Major League Baseball season start?
I think it starts today or tomorrow. Okay. 23rd of July. And so it's the 22nd. It will start, if it's Wednesday Friday. Now, it will start Friday Australian time.
That's not bad.
So I have a team.
Night game. Okay. Who's your team?
Phillies.
Phillies. Mm-hmm. Where What's are they on team? The ladder?
Oh, they've just fucking started. I don't know.
No, but as in like, it's like saying Melbourne Football Club. You know, they've had some...
I wouldn't know where Melbourne Footy Club's
atrocious history. They've had some atrocious history. You wouldn't put them up there with Geelong.
Oh, they've actually been training. I could have been watching Richmond. The training games. I think I'm going to get a Major League Baseball subscription rather than using KO.
How much is a Major League Baseball subscription?
I reckon 125.
A year or a month?
Yeah, no, a year.
Oh,
no,
good.
No.
I was gonna say.
So they... Yeah, what do you want to know about them?
About Philly.
Yeah, they won the World Series championships, yeah. 2008 and 1980.
2008 mm-hmm. and then before that was 1980.
Which, if you think about it,
2008,
that was when the recession was. Maybe they play well in trauma. Well.
A 23-year gap between winning a championship is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And so, nah.
Their mascot is the Philly Fanatic.
Philly Fanatic. It's a cheesesteak. Philly cheesesteak.
Now, have you seen
it's
what he looks
roll.
Like?
It's
he
a big bread roll.
He's green. He's like probably one of the best mascots you could get. It's outrageous. The Phillies mascot.
So, do you know the rules? Do you know the rules of...
I used to play T-ball.
T-ball is not baseball.
Very similar.
It's like saying, I know the rules of basketball because I played netball.
No.
Sure, you might know.
No, it's like the equivalent of...
Very different, though. Very different.
No, I think that's wrong. I think that's be the equivalent of T-ball and baseball. No, it's essentially, the difference between T-ball and baseball is T-ball just has a T that you, like, you just, you don't have someone pitching it at you. But outside of that, it's very similar.
Is it literally just for kids that can't hit a ball?
Yeah,
or
exactly.
It's schools like that are trying to be safer.
And so do you want to, as a bonding thing, like, I don't feel like we've got anything in common.
That's fucking funny.
It's true though, isn't it? What have we got in common?
Well, you're not the guy that I call to go for a beer down the pub. I mean, I didn't call anyone these days because you can't go to the fucking beer down. You can't go for a beer down the pub. how do I say it politely? No.
So what's the, like, what can we get into together?
If you're having to force,
Well, it's not forcing. Like, I'm just saying.
Things.
Do you want to watch the baseball and see what happens?
It sounds so fucking boring.
But
watching the baseball.
But if like, you just had it on, like, maybe it's something you could have on the TV, and then you could be doing stuff with Bodhi or playing, and then we're just like, fuck, that was a good home run.
It's so slow. It's so slow. I went to the baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the baseball in New York, saw the Yankees play.
Mm-hmm. Is that your team?
Nah. It's just when you're in New York, you go to the, what's it called? The Yankee Stadium. Sick. It's such an experience. You pay expensive money for the worst tickets and you leave absolutely dehydrated because you ate hot dog and some chips that are the saltiest things you've ever had in your life. But you feel very connected to being an American at that moment, or a New Yorker at least. But we hardly even watched it. What interests me about baseball, what interests me is how much money they make. The big catches they get, like some of them running and jumping and grabbing it just before it hits the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's always impressive. It seems like
bang for your buck. So it sounds like you could get around it.
Well, I feel like not to
say. So what is it for basketball?
I feel like basketball people do, the whole team does a bit more than just like you get the slugger who's, I mean, you're fielding, but it's like the bowler in cricket seems like he's doing probably the most work from the start. And then the wicket keeper in cricket seems like he's on second because he's got the ball could come to him. And then you got the fielders that are just sort of running around catching a ball. I feel like it's even less in baseball.
No, I think.
Don't you reckon?
Maybe. Yeah, no, but I think that...
I mean, I'm being silly.
What's the difference between...
baseball.
Yeah, but also the baseball versus cricket. What's the actual difference in what the fielders are doing? Why are fielders doing more in cricket?
Oh, I'm not even saying they're doing more in cricket, but you've already got... So it's probably at the same because you've got the fielders and then you've got a guy behind the batter and you've got someone delivering the pitch.
But
the
like, ball. What about... Could that be the
very
thing that
slow.
I do... With Bodhi, like, what about if I got him a glove and I take him out?
Yeah, that would be good. So yeah. I'd much rather throw a. I'd go throwing, play catch with you.
No, but that's my thing with no. But you can't say you're not into baseball and then come throwing with us. It's called playing catch.
Another thing that I like, over cricket, like cricket over baseball, is that. You got three strikes and you're out. So you're basically throwing a ball three times and then you're out. Whereas someone can be, smashing 100 runs and they got to run back and forth. I'm just trying to work out
what the
appeal is for baseball. trying to work out the appeal for baseball. So what do people love about
the uniforms are better in baseball than cricket?
Yeah, I agree.
Are you going? So I could wear a... I was looking online for baseball jerseys.
You would look
jerseys.
Fucking stupid.
I'd look fucking better in a baseball outfit. Jacket like a than I would a fucking cricket uniform at the office.
Yeah,
cricket uniforms
would.
Just all whites, essentially.
I'll give it to you. Baseball is one of the more sort of cooler looking, like, because, they're all sort of in the... You want to, I wear a baseball jacket. I wear, like, what do you call it? They're like a... puffer jacket, not a puffer jacket, like a...
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Dad used to have it at the car, like the car club had them made. They have a huge, I don't know if I've spoken about it on the show, they have huge internal politics at his car club because of the merchandise. Apparently, Dad wants to get hoodies, but they've got a bunch of old merch with the old logo, and so the treasurer won't allow any new merch until the other stuff's sold.
Yeah.
But Dad's pissed off. It
sounds like our business. It's literally what I would do. I'd be like, we're not buying fucking... We're not dropping $5K on new merch when we haven't... We still got $2,000 of stock.
On the merch thing, so episode 800, bomber jacket.
I just want to give you one compliment.
It is a bomber jacket.
Bomber jacket. I think you would look great. Your legs would really sort of pop in a little baseball outfit because you got good pins.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have your sort of, you know, your whatever, your jersey up top and your sort of skins. You know, it's like tight down below. Could be a little baggy up top.
Thanks. Anyway. Don't know what to say. It's very nice of you.
Oh, you... it's, yeah. Just take
and so,
it.
No, I'll take it. It's, you don't want... Like, it's one of those things where I don't want to take it. I want to push back and make fun of it, but it's a nice thing to say.
It's a compliment on
your
pins.
Really nice. And so, yeah, the baseball cap is obviously the thing that I could get straight away, and it would signal that I'm into Major League Baseball. There is the jersey. There's watching it all. There's having just the apps on my phone, push notifications, getting into baseball podcasts as well. It'd be pretty cool maybe to get like a baseballer on the show that I could that we could chat to.
Maybe where we could you might be able to bring me around is finding a documentary about baseball.
I found one. It went for an hour and 40 minutes and Bree refused to watch it. Yeah, last night.
So there is a famous one about
who's the
drug use?
So
use?
So there is
the one you're looking at?
Nah. No, so mine was just like an overarching sort of this is baseball history thing. But who's the guy? Who's the real famous guy?
He plays for the New York Yankees.
He was the one that was in I think Sandlot. The Sandlot spoke about.
Oh
it.
Yeah.
It's like Derek, McDonald
Derek no. Jeter. Derek
No.
This is one of the most famous players in current day. Derek Jeter? Cheddar?
So the guy I'm thinking of is Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth, yep. Hang on. Baseball. I've butchered his name. Derek somebody, though. Jeter. J-E-T-E-R. Derek Jeter.
I've already started following the Instagram for Phillies.
Oh, yeah. Where? The Daily Talk Show?
No, just from mine, I think. But should we start... I don't know whether we could start it in the Discord or what it could be. Thanks, Liv. Yeah, it was Babe Ruth. Yeah, should we start some sort of way that the Gronks could communicate together around this baseball stuff?
Oh, no, it's under the presumption that people want to watch baseball. You just
it's an opt-in thing. People that are interested can get into it, and those that don't.
I think it has to be solidly led by you, and it's a bit like because, and then you're seeing the traction. Mm-hmm. So it's better just to start versus talk about it and get others to jump in and say shit. And so if you are the baseball guy, which you're sounding like you're claiming, you start. Okay. You get out there.
Would you get involved with me? If I give you the Major League Baseball, if I get a 2-screen subscription, you've got the Apple TV, you could have it on.
Oh, yeah.
Would you maybe...
Look, I'll give it... I'll have a look. I'll watch a few games.
I see you've come around.
I like sport. I do like sport. The thing is, it's...
There's not much on.
It's like I don't like tennis until it's fucking Australian Open and all of a sudden Rafael Nadal is playing... Roger Federer, and I'm into it.
And so just pretend now like it's the Australian Open. Like I think that not much changes. And so I think there is, if you want to get involved, send me an email, josh@thedailytalkshow.com. Do you want to be involved? I might set up like a group text. No, I don't want a group text. I'll text you all individually just with good chat about the baseball stuff, any news.
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy with that?
That sounds good. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
My mum's going into surgery for some, what do they call it? I was going to say rhinoplasty, but I don't know if that's the correct term.
She's having a nose job.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. She's actually having a nose job?
It's an internal nose job. It's like she's got...
Okay, no, she's having...
It's something plasty.
Maybe right. I mean,
this is what Jack Post was getting as well. But anyway, she was going to get that, but she had to get her her COVID test done before she goes in on Friday surgery. And
hopefully
it was funny.
She gets some tests back.
Yeah, so that it's a quick 48-hour. She went to like one where it's a quick 48-hour result type of deal. But she,
You could have gone to that, mate. You could have gone to that. Whatever.
I would have had to go inside. But she was. We were talking about the gag stuff, like you know, because it goes in the back of your throat. And I was very proud. It just like they could have like the nostril thing was sort of a little bit painful. But the throat thing, like I could have,
but you could have had multiple swabs.
No, seriously. There. And so I was talking to mum about it. It just made me laugh because she's very similar to me. Because I said, are you good with like? Was it easy for you? I'm like, because I brush my tongue. She goes, Josh, I basically swallow my toothbrush.
How far do her teeth go back?
You're brushing the tongue. Doing? She's a dental nurse. But I just. It made me realize where I got that desire to brush my tongue so vigorously and have it as a bit of a badge of honor.
Well, people who you really know about people who don't have a gag reflex because they tell you. Mm-hmm. The people that are bad, there is a huge aversion. I never mention it because I've never thought about it.
Have you got a good gag reflex?
How do you test? What does a test look like for somebody who wants to start?
What have you got in your around? A pen? The pen's probably too COVID unsafe. You've got the blue duck.
What do you put your finger down your throat? Like, is that to
that's
some
people disgusting?
What, like,
isn't it? But
no, but yeah, so what I want to know is what's bad. Like, what is someone who doesn't have what you have, the gift of the beautiful gift of being able to put things down your throat without spewing? What do people do? Like, if they touch the back of their tongue, they would spew. Is that what happens?
So maybe that's a test. Maybe like if I just get my finger and just do that, I won't show the inside of my mouth.
At this point, you may as well go get a banana.
Well, yeah, or there's a toothbrush. I could do the toothbrush and show you how far back. Is it too much? I'll show you. Give me a sec. I'll go. Can you go get your toothbrush and I'll show you how far back? Go.
No, it's too high. It's too high up.
I'm getting my toothbrush.
We don't want to have dead air on a podcast. Anyway, Friday is episode 800. That's pretty crazy. I was just speaking to Scooter Derrick, friend of the show, before, and we were talking about how he helped us with lighting for our episode 500, which we did live. And that was, 300 episodes ago. Feels like yesterday.
So,
anyway, Josh has got his toothbrush.
So the interesting thing is that I'm already like heart's racing a little bit based on normally I have water with it and maybe that helps.
Yeah.
Maybe the idea of having a
toothbrush,
a dry, it's very poverty. Almost like, do you think that needs replacing? Anyway, it's fine. So you ready?
I'm ready. What are you doing? Like,
that's hitting the back of my throat.
And
do you want me to do it front on so you can see?
Yeah, yeah. And so you just brush like that. What are you doing that for? No one needs to go that far.
Because you're brushing the whole tongue.
But your tongue stopped at that point. You've gone so far that your tongue isn't there. You're brushing your throat.
Yeah, well, it is that like I cleaned out my throat before the COVID. Like I rinsed out. So I was waiting for them to say, like, fuck, you got to clean... nub or whatever the fucking thing is.
You know you could get a thing saying, sorry, your test hasn't gone through. We need you to do it again.
Oh, are you serious?
That can happen. Are you going to call?
Bree has the test. Yeah, I'm going to call starting tomorrow. I just didn't want to be the gronk that calls too early.
No, they say 5 days and after. From 5 days onwards, you can call.
Mm-hmm. Do you count? So if I did it Friday afternoon...
You can call today, I reckon. I reckon you could call today. Mm-hmm. Right. It wouldn't be too too bad. Or just wait till tomorrow and then give him a buzz in the morning.
Episode 800 is on Friday. We'll do 4 p.m. Yep. We'll do the show. We might do some sort of Friday night drinks. We'll let you know, Gronks, about that. That could be fun.
Just a little celebration.
Yeah, hopefully GB's putting together a bit of a highlights package. Hopefully the toothbrush gagging test makes it. When are you going to do it? Do for episode 1,000, can we test your gag reflex?
I don't know, mate. Yeah? It's, yeah, toothbrush doesn't cut it for me. I want to see, I want something else.
Well, did that not, did actually that not impress you in all seriousness? Or did it impress you?
I don't know. If it was a banana, I'd be more impressed.
Would you gag?
No. But I don't, I don't see any reason why I need to promote that I don't have a, I've got a good gag reflex or something. Competitive eaters brag about it because they need to not spew.
It just feels like an accessible skill.
Quite useless in many, many ways.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll finish up. But the bike, the exercise bike, I did 15 minutes this morning. I was going to do an hour. I was fucked by the end of it.
Hard work. It's hard. Yeah, you'll get used to it. If you just do 15 minutes a day, you'll get it there quite quickly. Mm-hmm. Hey,
and while I'm watching replay, baseball as well.
What's this guy doing? There's a guy checking my... G'day, mate. There you go, mate. There's a guy from Yarra Valley Water out there testing, checking my water levels. Anyway, this is back to working from home. This is the shit that goes on.
That's good.
I tell you what, working from home, I've already opened the fridge probably 5 times and what I've been here for a couple of hours. No, I had a few spoonfuls of Amy's pasta and
cold.
I'm gonna go back. Cold. Carbonara. It was actually quite nice cold.
Okay.
So I'm going to go back in and have a sniff around. There's no treats here. So
I'm having a Vietnamese roll for lunch.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. All right. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
The Daily Talk Show. Have a good one. See you tomorrow.
Love you.